So it's the break at the Carbon Matters conference, and we're just getting a few opinions following the initial speeches. And we've got Richard Semple from Viridor. Just what are your thoughts on what's been said so far?
Well, it's an eye-opening event. The carbon agenda is huge in our company. We're looking at setting up several committees across various regions to look at the carbon question. I particularly enjoyed Sean McCarthy's presentation on the Sustainable London. A real eye-opener in terms of the amount of work that has to go on in such a big event.
Now, with your waste management, it must be quite a challenge to think of all the carbon neutrality and the footprints, all those sort of things.
Indeed. We've got, we've got big issues. We've got transport. We look at the emissions on our vehicles. We obviously produce compost. That is a fairly large carbon footprint. We obviously run the landfill sites, methane emissions. We harness a lot of that and create renewable energy from the gas engines on site. So we're well on the track, but there's so much more that can be done.
Okay. Phil Hills, just tell me, what do you do?
I'm manager for Cornwall Environmental Consultants. We're ecologists and landscape architects.
We've been looking at a whole load of things about carbon footprint, you know, hidden carbon. How does that all relate to what you're doing and where you're going with your business?
Well, we're aiming to be carbon neutral by the end of 2012. We are accredited to ISO 14001, so it's a sort of natural extension of that environmental accreditation, and we see it as important in the supply chain for the future that we need to demonstrate that we are carbon neutral and we know what we're doing and we know why we're doing it and we know how we're reducing or mitigating the excess carbon that we produce as a business.
Now, to get that vital ISO mark on your website, just tell people how easy or how difficult it was.
For us, it was relatively easy. We'd been through a process before we even went down that line to review our environmental activities and impacts. So we had a lot of the information that we needed already, and then we decided we'd try and become accredited. So we basically adapted our environmental action plan to the requirements of the 14001 accreditation.
And what have you learned from the conference so far which you think, actually, I need to take that back and look at this again?
We're some way down the route to becoming carbon neutral. The issue, I think, for us is to agree as a company with all our staff the best way of offsetting and mitigating carbon. We're all agreed that we need to do it, but there's debate between the staff members as to which is the most effective measure, whether it's planting trees or donating to projects in the developing world or something else. So that's really where we're going to have our main debate in the next few months.
And Richard, once more from Viridor. Mike Berners-Lee was talking about all the staff bringing their whole selves to work. Does all the staff at Viridor bring their whole selves to work?
They certainly do. We get plenty of feedback from our employees about all sorts of issues and their time at work, whether it be health and safety, whether it be environmental, you know, ideas and incidents or whatever that they can learn from and bring forward. And, you know, we're quite proud of the fact that the company is full of employees that do bring themselves to work and give us their ideas. Plenty of it for us to think about anyway.
Thank you very much, both of you.
Okay, thanks.
Thank you.